Our first lesson will also serve as our sermon text this morning, Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 42. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing good deeds and acts of charity. At that time, she became sick and died. After they had washed her, they laid her in an upstairs room. Since Lydda is near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him who urged him, "Come to us without delay." Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they led him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing him the robes and clothing that Dorcas made while she was still with them. After Peter sent them all outside, he got down on his knees and prayed. Then he turned toward the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her stand up. After he called the saints and the widows, he presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. Lord, may your words be a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. Amen. One of the things we talk about with the confirmands on confirmation weekend is that confirmation is not graduation. It's not like this is the end of learning about Jesus, the end of your Christian life. One of the questions we ask the confirmands basically talks about the rest of their life. Are you willing to continue faithfully in God's word and sacrament, to keep growing in faith, to live out your faith, to witness about Jesus? And they say yes, as God gives me strength. So confirmation is not graduation, but in one way today we'll allow it. Because when people graduate from something, you're often thinking about the future. You're thinking, what are you going to do with your life? How are you going to make a name for yourself? What will you be known for? And today we want to ask that question. Not just for the fresh confirmands, but whether you've been confirmed last year or 50 years ago or whenever you confirmed, what will you be known for in your life? And with a little bit of a confirmation review today and a look at Acts chapter 9, my prayer is that you will be known for your good works and God's good works, just like Tabitha was. We read about Tabitha in Acts chapter 9, verse 36 says, "In Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing good deeds and acts of charity." Even though Tabitha lived 2,000 years ago, in a way she lived in a similar age to us because she lived in the New Testament era. That is, Jesus had died, risen, and gone to heaven. And so she probably didn't meet Jesus face to face. She heard about him from someone who shared the good news, just like us. And what is she called? Well, you might be thinking, well, she's called Tabitha. And it says in Greek, that's Dorcas. You think, that sounds too much like dork in English. I don't know if I want to call anyone that. Dorcas means gazelle in Greek. It was beautiful then. There's a more important thing she's called here. It says she was a disciple. A disciple. The most important thing to know about Tabitha, right from the start, she's a disciple. What does that mean? She trusts in Jesus as her Savior. She follows him in faith. She relies on him. She tries to live for him. She's a disciple. And what else do we hear about her? As a disciple, she was always doing good deeds and acts of charity. All right, so let's do some catechism review. Big catechism words: justification and sanctification. First, what is justification? God has declared the whole world not guilty because of what Jesus has done, objective justification, and we receive that through faith, subjective justification. In other words, Tabitha was a disciple, a believer in Jesus, so she was justified by faith, perfect in God's eyes. And that began a process of sanctification. Justification, done deal, perfect. Sanctification, you progress in that. It's the work of the Holy Spirit by which you become more and more set apart for God. You live more and more for Him. And what do we see in Tabitha's life of sanctification? She was always doing good deeds and acts of charity. Justification is like saying, you are God's tree planted in God's vineyard. Sanctification is like saying, you are a tree bearing fruit. And Tabitha was full of fruit. She was always doing good deeds. Literally, she was full of good deeds because she was connected to Jesus. That's what happens. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. She was doing good deeds, good works. All right, next question. What are good works? We usually talk about three characteristics of a good work in confirmation class. Done by a believer, out of thanks to God, and according to God's word. Done by a believer, with gratitude in your heart to God, guided by God's word. In other words, if I would leave the church service today and an unbeliever would come up to me outside church and say, Pastor, I'm giving you a mansion. Would that be a good work? Well, it would be nice for me. It's nice to do things for people in the world. But in front of God, no, because it's not covered with Jesus' perfection. It's not done by a believer. That's only what makes works pleasing to God. And so if the person's not a believer, it can't be done out of gratitude to God. It could be done to feel good. It could be done to do something nice. It could be done so other people pat you on the back. But it can't be done out of gratitude to a God you don't even believe in. And finally, is it according to God's word? God's word would tell someone to love other people, but that involves, you know, doing something that actually benefits them. And I don't actually want a mansion. Too much landscaping, property taxes, whew. Don't give me a mansion. So that wouldn't be a good work. What's a good work? Done by a believer out of thanks to God, according to God's word. We have to think about that even as believers, according to God's word. You can't just say, God loves me, I'm a believer, and so I'm going to do this for Jesus. Well, does Jesus want you to do that? You know, we have some pretty spry confirmands in late service. Should one of them say, I'm so proud to be a confirmand, I want to show I love Jesus, so I'm going to walk out the doors and climb the St. Paul's bell tower and stand on top of it for a week. For Jesus. No! Don't do that! That's not according to God's word. He doesn't want you to put your life in danger, and He doesn't want you to stress everybody else out either. Live according to God's word. And that's exactly what you see with Tabitha. Her life full of good works and acts of charity. What is she doing? She's living out of gratitude to God as a believer, and she's doing things that actually show God's love, that follow God's guidance. And you see that most of all, unfortunately, after she dies. Because she dies later in the story, and then people gather, and you see what she was known for in her life. Just like at a funeral, people are talking about you. And what do they say about her? At that time, she became sick and died. After they had washed her, they laid her in an upstairs room. Since Lydda is near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him who urged him, "Come to us without delay." Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they led him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing him the robes and clothing that Dorcas made while she was still with them. So what was Tabitha known for? Well, first off, think about who knew her. Who's gathered around her? Who's weeping and sad? Who's talking about the good things she's done? Is it the rich and famous? The powerful? The people who could build a tower for her, make a plaque for her? No, who's gathered around her? The widows. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing the robes and clothing that she had made. Who did Tabitha show love to? The nobodies. The widows. The people that often would be overlooked by the rich and powerful. People aren't going to come up to Tabitha and say, look at all the amazing things you did. They probably didn't even notice, but that didn't matter, did it? Because she was a believer, doing it not for recognition, but doing it out of gratitude to what Jesus had done for her, great acts of mercy for her. So she did this for the widows, and what did she do? Well, they're standing there, and they're showing their clothing. You couldn't just go to Target back then. They needed clothing, and she made this clothing for them. And they said, look, she made this. What did she do? She used the talents God had given her with the people God had placed around her, and she showed Jesus' love, full of good works and acts of charity. That's what they knew her for. My prayer today is that's what we'll be known for. We're in different situations than Tabitha. All of us are in different situations. But we're believers. And we can live out of gratitude for what God has done for us. And we have God's word. We can be guided by that. How will you show God's love? With what you've been given in life. We all have different talents. We all have different time, different abilities. And to whom will you show that love? The people who will notice? The people who will give you a plaque? Who will build you a tower? Give you lots of followers online? Or just anybody who needs help? You think of our grade school. We're all working together to help run a grade school. You know those kids half the time don't appreciate what you're doing, right? But that doesn't matter, does it? You're not doing it for their thanks, you're doing it out of thanks to God. You're helping these little children who need to be helped. You think about high schoolers. What do high schoolers do? All they do is eat all your food. But you show love to them, acts of mercy, feed them more. Think about people in the congregation around you who maybe just need a smile, who need you to listen, who need you to be here, lending your voice and singing to know that they're not alone. And no, you're not going to get an award from this. But you're doing it because you love your Savior and you want to share His love. What kind of good works can you do? Where can you go? Who can you help? How can you serve? It's the prayer that you're known for that by others. But more than that, I pray that you're known by something even more important. The thing that we really know Tabitha about most of all, that you're known by God's good works to you. If you know about Tabitha from the Bible, that's what you know. You probably didn't think, oh yeah, Tabitha, wasn't she the one who made lots of clothes for the widows? No, what you probably thought was, Tabitha, isn't she the one who has this incredible story? And here it is. After Peter sent them all outside, he got down on his knees and prayed. Then he turned toward the body and said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her stand up. After he called the saints and widows, he presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. It's like we're there. You know, they're all standing there weeping around dead Tabitha. She had died seemingly, suddenly. It seemed before her time. They were really torn up about it. So they call Peter. They need comfort. And the only reason we know this story is because Peter shared it, because he sent everybody out. So it's a first-person account. Peter told Luke. Luke, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote this down. And what do we see? Peter sent them all outside, and he got down on his knees and prayed. Wouldn't you? He doesn't know what God's going to do. But this prayer is not for show. The miracle won't be for show. Sends them all outside, and he kneels and he prays. It's clear God answers and says, yes, I'll do it. And probably still on his knees, he turned toward the body. She's dead. He turned toward the body, really? And he said, Tabitha, get up. What does she do first? She opened her eyes. You know what it's like when you fall asleep, have a long nap, and then you wake up and you have no idea where you are or how long you've been asleep? Tabitha first, he's looking at her. She opens her eyes. And then it says, she saw Peter. Can you imagine it? He's kneeling there. She sees him. They lock eyes. She maybe doesn't even know who he is, huh? And so she sat up. The body, she had just been dead. She sat up. And Peter, probably getting up from his knees, takes her hand and helps her stand. She's alive. Good as new. Resurrected. And then he calls them back in. Guys, you're going to want to see this. Come. All the saints, the whole church, all the widows, come. Look, there she is. Can you imagine the joy? A miracle, a resurrection. She's alive. Before they were saying, while she was still with us. Now they're saying, she's still with us. She's here. But that's not the most important thing. The joy, the miracle. What do we read next? This became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. That's it. This, God's incredible good work, became known, and many believed in the Lord. I've asked the confirmands several times this year. I'll ask you today. Would you be willing to die if it meant that God would bring more people to heaven? The confirmands answer yes. It's in a classroom, right? Easy to answer questions right in a classroom. What about in the world? Are you willing to suffer because you know God's going to use that to bring more people to heaven? Are you willing to die? Are you willing to trust God when loved ones die? If that means God's bringing more people to heaven, that's what he's doing. If it means more people will believe in the Lord, that's what happens here. Why did God let Tabitha die? Why did he let this horrible thing happen? So that more people could believe. So that more people could kneel in the face of death and pray to God unafraid. God's done good works like this in your life. He has. Physically, if you opened your eyes today, that's a miracle. Adam and Eve fell into sin. God said, the day you eat from that tree, you will die. But they didn't. Well, sure, spiritually, we'll talk about that. But physically, they were still alive. Why? Because God is gracious. Because God gave them promises. How did you wake up today? By God's grace. His mercies are new every morning. Tell people, today is a gift of God's grace. I'm alive. It's like a mini resurrection. And then spiritually, confirmation review. Here we go. What are the three things you are spiritually before you're brought to faith? What is your spiritual condition? Blind, dead, hostile. Blind to God's truth, dead in sin, and an enemy of God. In confirmation class, we go like this. Blind, dead, hostile. That's what we're all like by nature. And yet, what did God do? He saved us. Even when we were dead in our sins, God in his mercy made us alive in Christ. Jesus came, died for us, took away our sins, rose again from the dead, opened heaven, gave us eternal life, and gave us the eyes to see it and believe it. We're alive. Spiritual resurrection. God has done that for you. And God will also do for you what he did for Tabitha. What happens when you die? Soul and body separate. Soul to be with Jesus, body to the ground. And what happens on the last day? Your body will rise. And I will see God with my own eyes. There's not Peter, there's Jesus, who can take you by the hand and call you by name and make you stand before him in righteousness and purity forever. That's God's good works for you. And that's our prayer today. That's what we be known by. First of all, most importantly, yes, then in this life you be filled with good works. I can't wait to see more and more what God will do through you. But most of all, I know what you are known for now and will be known for every day from now on until and through eternity. You will be known for God's good works for you. Amen. It is God who will work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Amen.